You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, March 31st show. I am here to help you build a strong financial blueprint, 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, Rosemary West with Avenue Properties. Real estate continues to have a lack of inventory, and it's definitely a true seller's market. Rosemary, thank you so much for coming back in studio and excited for our conversation today.
Great. Thank you very much.
And a little bit about Rosemary. Rosemary West has over 20 years of experience, same as me, local real estate market. She attributes her success to her extensive marketing and sales experience, advertising and public relations that have formed the foundation of her large local network. And I will say I've known Rosemary for quite a few years, and the level of attention and relationships that she has with her buyers and seller, I know that you just really go all out and care a lot for them. So
absolutely.
Pleasure to have you here, Rosemary. And we're going to be talking about real estate continues to have a lack of inventory and how it's truly a seller's market. So listed properties inventory in King County and Eastside are down, Rosemary. I mean, like way, way down. Why is that? What are all the reasons?
There are so many reasons that that is. There's factors that are contributing to that. One of them, of course, is where do people don't have an idea of where they're going to move to. Let's say you get top dollar for your property today. That doesn't mean you necessarily will find something that's ideal and at a good price. Not to mention that a lot of times people have been locked into a great interest rates because interest rates are fabulous. And if they have to allow that to be sold at this point, then they are looking at a new possible mortgage program, and the rate might be higher at this point. So the factors of moving forward don't look like it might be a better idea in some cases for people to move if they do not have to.
Yes, makes total sense. And as the interest rates continue to go up, because most likely they will, it's so funny because I kind of make a joke now that rates are going up. All economists for years have said this is the year rates are going up. This is the year rates go up. And you know, I always say experts are right 50% of the time. I mean, if we could be right, then we could make a lot of money. But this year they were right because interest rates are finally going up, and anticipation is they'll continue to do so. I also read an article a couple weeks ago that was talking about another reason is sellers are actually they're keeping their home. So they're instead of selling that home, they're keeping that as an investment property and purchasing another home. So that property is not coming back on the market like it might in a normal market because they have so much equity in there and rents are so high. I mean, why sell if you don't have to take that equity out? In some situations, they can actually still pull a home equity line of credit out and still have for down payment and still be able to have that mortgage payment covered by rent. So really interesting dynamics of what we have going on here and the compound effect of this and what it's doing to our real estate prices. So Rosemary, why are there so many buyers in the market?
The interesting thing about the buyers coming into our market, there's a lot of new buyers as well, but we also have a lot of local buyers that maybe sold their properties and they're looking for maybe a move up.
Yes.
For example, I have probably a dozen waterfront clients right now that I'm looking for properties if it's just the ideal property. We only have 7 properties on the market of all of West Bellevue, to kind of give you an idea.
Crazy.
And so there's not a lot of options in that respect. Another thing that is happening, and this is very real, the people that have waterfront now are absorbing the next door neighbor's home privately. So those aren't even hitting the market, and they never will hit the market because the states are growing. We have so much wealth in our area that it's becoming in a situation where not only is there a lack of land, but there's a mm-hmm. lack of property and inventory, and it's going to affect the future yes. of our inventory as well.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, being in the industry for over two decades, as well as you on the mortgage side of it, you say when you get in certain markets, wow, I've never seen this before. And this is another, I mean, I've never seen this before. And you're always wondering what is going to be that thing that is going to adjust the market, because we know at some point the market is going to adjust, because it always does. But what is that reason, you know, going to be? It's...
Well, one of the and you are well aware of this as well, Tina, mm-hmm. but interest rates, of course, will affect that.
Yeah.
If someone's note comes due, or their new mortgage that they had in place now becomes something that they have to refinance and the rates are higher,
uh-huh.
taxes is another issue.
Yes.
Our tax rate has enormously increased. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're looking at 33% on the east side in some neighborhoods. That's enormous.
Yes.
And if you're on a fixed rate income, or if you are in a situation where you don't have your children in school at this point, and you're not so worried about what school district you're in, mm-hmm. and you're willing to, and maybe you are retired and you don't need to worry about commuting, or you can work from home. Some yeah. options may be to move into some of the outer areas, where Woodinville, for example, or Mill Creek, mm-hmm. or South End like Kent or Auburn, although Auburn already is hitting the $1 million mark as well. So if you are able to move out further, then uh-huh. you are able, or the San Juans, for example.
Yeah.
Those are still affordable properties out in those areas.
Bainbridge, you know.
Bainbridge has got, you know, Bainbridge was one of a really hot property area within the last few years. Mm-hmm. Now it's gotten to the point where you're already at 750 to a million yeah. to get something decent. So people are actually starting to look more like towards Port Townsend, Port Angeles, mm-hmm. Squim, and then some of the San Juan Islands as well. I've sold some properties out in Anacortes
yeah.
that are, you know, water view and waterfront properties, and Woodby Island as well.
Yes.
Because it's still an affordable way for people to get what they want mm-hmm. and have that lifestyle, but not have to pay the high taxes and also cash in
yes.
on their investment that they have in this market, because it
makes
is a strong
sense.
Market. But it will, you're right, it's yeah. going to change.
Well, and you know, with the ability to work remotely, I would, you know, think it would be just a huge benefit for employers to be able to do that, so that they can have people that can actually come work for their company, afford to live here, but live outside of this crazy area. So let's get back to taxes. With the new property tax increase, will that affect the current homeowners' decisions to possibly put their homes on the market?
There's still a large amount of buyers mm-hmm. waiting for those properties. So they'll get picked up. The absorption rate right now is at a 1 month absorption rate for inventory, which mm-hmm. is the lowest it's ever been. And in a normal market, we're looking at anywhere between 3 to 6 months of inventory
yes.
to be absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
So because we have so many buyers, and I've had one of my coworkers that she has an all-cash buyer, for example, and we thought the market had somewhat been tampered a little bit, and tempered because of all the, you know, the interest rates going up, the taxes, and mm-hmm. we just thought, and also the winter months, we thought things were going to slow down and maybe have an opportunity for people to purchase things. Just this last couple weeks, there was a home that came on the market in the North End in around right under $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
Her clients were all cash buyers. She was hoping that they had an opportunity because this house was a little tear down. Nice commute for them, not too lengthy. So if you're in the North End, you're looking at about a 20 to 30 minute drive into the Seattle area. Her
not
clients
bad.
Work downtown Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
There were 30 offers.
Yeah.
Her clients lost out with an all cash deal with an escalator clause to $800,000. They lost out to
$900,000.
Wow. So there's still, and there were 30 offers.
Yeah.
So when you look at that amount of inventory that's so low mm-hmm. and the amount of buyers that are out there, there's still a lot of potential to sell your property.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just surprising that, you know, knock on wood, that we're not having more appraisal issues with value. And I will say I had a property out on Lake Stevens I was doing financing on. The appraisal came in low. Just had another one, and I don't do a lot of business in Lake Stevens, but for some reason I've had two purchase contracts that have came over in Lake Stevens. And another one came over, the appraisal hasn't came back, but I've called to make the listing, called the listing agent to show the strength of financing. And she said, just to let you know, I've already talked with Heidi, my agent, that it's definitely not going to appraise because there are no comps. So really educating the buyer, knowing up front that it's not going to, and are they willing to waive the 20 on the 22 addendum, whatever the addendum is for the appraisal. So why aren't we having more appraisal issues coming in?
Well, one of the interesting thing is the type of buyer that we're having in our area, and I think a lot of it has to do with all the tech jobs and the biotech jobs, and Oracle, for example, just opened up and they're hiring a tremendous amount of people. You still have a lot of people that can afford to pay cash. Maybe they sold their house in the Bay Area, or they sold their house in Boston or LA. So when you're looking at those dynamics, they're not even looking at possibly a loan.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't appraise, it's not as
not
big
an
of an issue, for
of
them.
Of course.
They're willing to remove, as you said, that contingency.
Well, I've got clients who are moving, you know, paying $50,000, $70,000 over what the appraised value would come in at. I mean, they're putting that right in there. But I'm not having appraisal challenges with value for the most part, which is surprising.
Well, you're hard to find anything under $700,000 in all of Seattle.
Yeah.
Unless you go to the million-dollar mark, you're going to end up in a lot of multiple offer situation.
Sure.
And in the east side, it's at $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of give you an idea. So the comps, you're right. There's not, in some neighborhoods, there's not any comps. But when there is those comps, when your people are paying cash for the properties, kind of sets a new precedent.
Yes. Yeah, it does. And it makes it really challenging for people to compete against those cash offers. So, Rosemary, is there a fear of the competitive conditions of the market with homeowners?
A lot of people don't want to get into the bidding war.
Yeah, yes.
But if they really want a home, it's the only option they have.
Yeah.
And there's a fear of overpaying right now.
Yep.
There's a fear of the interest rates going up. There's a fear of their portfolios, their investment portfolios, with the stock market as volatile as it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's several dynamics, and the taxes, of course, are a big issue right now.
Yes.
And so there's quite a few clients that right now, it's probably the best time for them to sell them. Maybe they don't want to, but I would definitely recommend that this is the time to do so.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness on the tax reform that we still have interest credit, because it was looking possibility it would be grandfathered in and taken away in a big way for new loans being taken out, which could have been, you know, devastating. So new construction, home construction conditions within the market. What's that look like, Rosemary?
Oh, my. We're still lacking inventory.
Yeah.
There's some condominium developments coming in on the east side in Bellevue and some in Seattle. One of the things that people are, well, developers and builders are fearful of, and validly so, is the tariffs. And in some cases, they're saying that that could increase their cost of construction anywhere between 20 to 24%, even more. So the end product is going to be even more in price point.
Yes, yes.
So that is definitely affecting our market currently. There are, of course, as we've spoken before, the waterways, the traffic. There's a lack of inventory as far as lots even to build to build on, or buildable lots to build on. So that is very real. So even to find a tear down and build, we have a few builders that are taking that risk and doing the spec homes, but not all of the builders are in that market.
Yeah.
So yes, we're still seeing a lack of inventory in new construction as well.
And, you know, sometimes when there was, again, we've never seen this lack of inventory to this extreme, but in other markets where there's been a little bit of lack of inventory, or more buyers than there are a seller's market versus a buyer's market, kind of going with your first-time home buyers to talk about the opportunity to find that home that needs a little bit of love and do rehab, and even that strategy is not working and helping because the investors are just coming in and swooping up all of those, or the flippers, you know, mainly the flippers, especially in this market. So what are you doing with your first, and I know you work with a lot of high-end buyers, but also work with first-time home buyers. What advice and coaching are you helping them to get through this environment?
First of all, I'd have them come and speak to Tina.
Yes, of course, of course.
Trying to figure out what exactly they are able to allow in their budget,
yes,
and in that investment. And then from there, let's figure out how far are they willing to commute,
yeah,
and what can they really afford, and what is their wish list. And mm-hmm, let's try to fulfill that wish list 70% of it, not 100% of it, because we can't. That wish list is not going to be fulfilled at 100%.
Yes.
Very rarely do you see that happen. So we try to figure out what exactly is the most important thing to them. Mm-hmm. Is it the commute? Is it the schools? Is it area and convenience to the amenities that they can enjoy, restaurants,
sure,
entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
Do they enjoy the symphony? Do they enjoy the ballet? Are those things that are of interest to them, sporting events? And if commuting is an issue, mm-hmm, then we have to consider if a house is not in your budget, is a condominium living or a,
yeah,
townhome living,
yeah,
although there's not a whole lot of townhomes out there, yeah, available right,
yeah,
now.
Not a lot of anything. Well, I think we might have to, maybe our solution is house sharing. Whole nother show. Rosemary, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it and look forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you so much. I really do enjoy this.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up next in the Money Hour, the benefit of working with a real estate team, Lisa Salvage and Jennifer Kirk, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.